Bus connects transforming city bus services. Taller to Terenure Core Bus Corridor. Emerging preferred route public consultation January 2019. Contents page 1. Bullet 1. Introduction section 1. Bullet 1.1 Background. Bullet 1.2 Why does Dublin need a core bus corridor network? Bullet 1.3 What is Bus Connects Dublin? Bullet 1.4 What are the benefits of this project? Bullet 1.5 What does the core bus corridor project entail? Bullet 2 Emerging preferred route section 2. Bullet 2.1 The emerging preferred route for Taller to Terenure. Bullet 2.2 Taller to Terenure. Bullet 2.3 Key facts. Bullet 3 Challenges and mitigations section 3. Bullet 3.1 The challenges. Bullet 3.2 Potential impacts. Bullet 3.3 How we will address those challenges. Bullet 4 The process for the acquisition of land section 4. Bullet 4.1 How the project will progress. Bullet 5 How to take part in the public consultation section 5. Bullet 5.1 Potential impacted lands. Bullet 5.2 General queries. Bullet 5.3 How to engage. Bullet 6 Appendices section 6. Bullet 6.1 Index map. Bullet 6.2 Route maps. Introduction section 1 page 2. 1.1 Background. In June 2018 the National Transport Authority INTA published the Core Bus Corridors Project Report. The report was a discussion document outlining proposals for the delivery of a core bus corridor network across Dublin. It set out the vision for the provision of 230 km of dedicated bus lanes and 200 km of cycle lanes tracks on 16 key bus corridors. Graphic of continuous bus lanes and cycle tracks. 230 km of continuous bus priority and 200 km of cycle tracks lanes provided. Separately in July 2018 the Dublin Area Bus Network redesign, which is a redesign of bus services, started its first public consultation phase. Around 30,000 submissions including signed petitions and online survey responses were received by the end of September. Over the coming months all of these submissions will be reviewed and assessed. Following that process a revised network design will be published during 2019 for a second public consultation. It is envisaged that the implementation of the final network will take place in 2020. The network redesign can be implemented on the existing road network with some enhancements at key interchange locations. The public consultation for the 16 radial core bus corridors will now take place on a phased basis from November 2018 until May 2019. Each phase will be for a set number of corridors to be consulted on over a period of months. These public consultations phases will be the start of a detailed process of engagement and communication, all of which will take place prior to detailed designs being finalized and planning permissions sought. This document is one of a series of 16. Each dedicated to a single core bus corridor. The document provides a written description of the emerging preferred route from start to finish with supporting route maps. It explains the step-by-step process for engagement and consultation for potentially impacted property owners and the general public. It also outlines the process for planning and construction of the core bus corridor network, including expected timelines. 1.2 Why does Dublin need a core bus corridor network? Page 3. Congestion. Congestion is one of the most significant challenges facing the Dublin region and needs to be addressed to safeguard the growth of the Dublin region and keep people moving. Ireland's economic recovery from the recession is seeing significant increases in the number of people working and travelling across Dublin. The number of commercial vehicles continues to rise as does the number of tourists. The commuter areas surrounding Dublin continue to spread and grow in a low-density manner. Growth areas can only be served in the short and medium term by the bus as opposed to long-term projects such as rail and lures. At present bus lanes are in place for less than one-third of a bus journey on the busy corridors. This means buses are competing for space with general traffic and so are affected by the increasing levels of congestion. Growing population. It is predicted that the population for the Dublin region will grow 25% by 2040, bringing it to almost 1.5 meters for the region. This huge growth in population has to be accommodated with a quality public transport system. The bus system can deliver. We need to invest in the bus system because the bus system is the main component to meet our future transport needs. A good bus system has the reach and flexibility to service all the new housing developments, business parks, hospitals, colleges and retail shops across Dublin. It is a proven solution and is the main form of public transport across Dublin with 67% of public transport journeys each day made by bus. The bus system carries 3 and 4 times the number. Graphic of forecast population growth in Dublin region showing projected population increase from 1.2 million in 2016 to 1.5 million in 2040, a 25% increase. 1.2 Why does Dublin need a core bus corridor network? Page 4. People want to cycle. The core bus corridor project is not just about the provision of bus lanes. Under this project we will also deliver 200 kilometers of segregated cycling infrastructure to make cycling safer and more attractive than ever before. This initiative is the foundation of the overall cycle network for the Greater Dublin area. Commuting to work by bicycle has increased by 43% since 2011. Again, this growth represents a clear choice that people are making to cycle. This project will support the trend and is a vital component of creating a sustainable transport system for people across Dublin. Safe cycling facilities across 16 key bus corridors will provide people, families and their children a suitable environment to cycle where they want and when they want. People want to use public transport. The need to build a core bus network is being driven by increases in congestion and also by the significant shift of people choosing to use public transport. People want to use it and should have a reliable and efficient bus system to travel on. Based on 2017 canal cordon figures, over 70% of people travelling into the city each morning do so by sustainable transport modes and mostly by bus. Cars only account for 30% of travel into the city centre each day, and therefore the amount of road space allocated to sustainable transport needs to reflect that position. Graphic of Dublin Canal Cordon 2017 Statistics 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Bullet 211,416 people crossed the canal inbound between 7 and 10 a.m. Bullet over half of all morning journeys into the city are on public transport. Bullet 107,160 people came into the city centre by bus, train or Luas. Bullet 12,447 people cycled in, the highest number ever. Bullet 25,000 people walked. Mode share for walking is 11.8%. Bullet 70% used sustainable modes. Bullet private cars carried under 30% of people for the first time. Bullet the more people use sustainable modes of transport, the less congestion. Bullet public transport also reduces the amount of greenhouse gases and other emissions. 1.3 What is Boost Connects Dublin? Page 5. Boost Connects Dublin is a major investment program to improve public transport in Dublin. It aims to overhaul the current bus system in the Dublin through a 10-year program of integrated actions to deliver a more efficient, reliable and better bus system for more people. Bullet building a network of new bus corridors to make journeys faster and more reliable. Bullet new network of cycle lanes tracks. Bullet redesign of the Dublin area bus network to provide a more efficient network with high-frequency spines, new orbital routes and increased bus services. Bullet develop a state-of-the-art ticketing system. Bullet implementation of a cashless payment system. Bullet simpler fare structure. Bullet new bus livery providing a common style across different operators. Bullet new bus stops and shelters with better signage and information. Bullet provision of bus-based park and ride sites in key locations. Bullet transitioning to a new bus fleet with low emission vehicle technologies. 1.4 What are the benefits of this project? Page 6. Journey time savings. The core bus corridor project will deliver journey time savings of up to 40-50% on each corridor. Dedicated bus lanes can significantly increase bus travel speeds and reliability. Improved journey times and reducing the amount of time people spend commuting will make bus travel more attractive and reduce our reliance on car travel. The more convenient the bus system is, the faster the modal shift will be for people from the car to the bus. Not only will current bus users and cyclists benefit, but future commuters will be able to avail of a better system as the improved bus and cycle lanes are built. Accessibility for all. Accessibility is about people's ability to reach the destinations and services they want to get to. This means both people's level of mobility and the costs of traveling. There are many tens of thousands of people across Dublin who cannot drive a car, do not have a car and are completely reliant on the bus service. The bus lane improvements will enhance accessibility for the elderly and mobility impaired, because all buses are accessible and bus stops, bus shelters and footpaths will support easy boarding and disembarking of the buses. Better cycling facilities. This project will see the provision of much needed cycling facilities around the city region. Across the 16 radial bus corridors there will be over 200 km of high quality cycling facilities provided. These new or improved cycle lanes will be segregated from bus lanes and general traffic where feasible. Graphic of journey time savings. Boost Connects journey times save up to 40-50% on current journey times. future journey times without boost connects would be greater. 1.4 What are the benefits of this project? Page 7. Pedestrians and local urban centers. In addition to bus lanes and cycling facilities, this project is an opportunity to enhance and improve local areas. This project is focused on making things better for commuters and communities around the bus corridors. Along each route, improvements and enhancements will be made to footpaths, walkways and pedestrian crossings. Funding and investment for local urban centers with additional landscaping and outdoor amenities will be provided. Building a sustainable city and addressing climate change. By providing a better bus system for Dublin, we can make it a more attractive place to live, work and visit. A good public transport system is vital to support the economic activity of any city and can also address the need to improve air quality and reduce CO2 emissions. Tackling the challenges of climate change is a priority for the government, and moving more people to public transport is a key component of the solution. 1.5 What does the Core Bus Corridor Project entail? Page 8. The Core Bus Corridor Project proposes the provision of 230 kilometres of bus lanes on 16 of the busiest bus corridors and 200 kilometres of cycle lanes and tracks, as published in the discussion document, Core Bus Corridor Project Report, June 2018. The layout below shows the arrangement that we are seeking to achieve on each corridor. However, this optimal layout is difficult to achieve in practice, and we have proposed alternative solutions in various places to deliver the required bus and cycling lanes. Bus lanes are needed to make the current and future bus system operate efficiently, reliably and punctually. Our intention is to develop these bus corridors so that each will have continuous bus priority, in other words, a continuous bus lane in each direction, as well as maintaining two general traffic lanes. In addition, we also want to provide safe cycling facilities, segregated where possible from other vehicular traffic. This will remove the delays currently experienced, which will grow worse as congestion increases. Graphic of optimum road layout showing a footpath, cycle track, bus lane and traffic lane in both directions. Radial core bus corridors emerging preferred routes. Page 9. Graphic of radial core bus corridors and emerging routes. These include 1. Clonriffin to city centre. 2. Swords to city centre. 3. Ballymun to city centre. 4. Finglas to PHIBXBORUGH. 5. Blanketstone to city centre. 6. Lucan to city centre. 7. Liffey Valley to city centre. 8. Clondalkin to Drimna. 9. Green Hills to city centre. 10. Tallaght to Terenure. 11. Kimmage to city centre. 12. Rothfarnham to city centre. 13. Bray to city centre. 14. Duke Ballsbridge to city centre. 15. Blackrock to Merion. 16. Ringson to city centre. Emerging preferred route section 2, page 10. 2.1 The emerging preferred route for Tallaght to Terenure. The emerging preferred route set out in this consultation document was identified following an assessment of various alternatives. The route selection process involved identification and consideration of possible options, taking account of criteria including local impacts on property frontage, existing traffic patterns and broad assessment of environmental impacts. A feasibility report setting out details of the assessment work undertaken is available on www.boostconnects.ie. Arising from that work, an emerging preferred route has been identified for this corridor, and public feedback on that proposal is now sought. It is important to know that this option is not adopted yet. Only following this consultation and review of the submissions received will a decision on the final preferred route be made. 2.2 Tallaght to Terenure Overview. The Tallaght to Terenure Core Bus Corridor CBC commences on the R137 Tallaght Road, east of the M50 interchange. From here, the CBC is routed via the R137 along Tallaght Road and Templeogue Road, through Templeogue Village, to Terenure Cross, where it joins the Rothfarnham Core Bus Corridor. Priority for buses is provided along the entire route, consisting primarily of dedicated bus lanes in both directions, with alternative measures proposed at particularly constrained locations. 2.2.1 Tallaght Road, Templeogue Road to Rothfarnham Road. The proposed scheme commences on the R137 Tallaght Road adjacent to DRC McGee's, east of the M50 interchange. It is proposed to retain the existing cycle track and bus lane configuration on the R137. To maintain the bus priority through the Worlington Lane roundabout, it is intended to provide a bus-only signal on each R137 approach. Between the Worlington Lane roundabout and Cypress Grove Road junction, it is proposed to maintain the existing bus lane and cycle lane configuration. Bus priority will be maintained on this section of the route by providing a bus priority signal ahead of the bus lane termination. At the Cypress Grove Road Junction, general through traffic may divert through Cypress Grove for city centre bound access. Between Cypress Grove Road Junction and Templeville Road, it is proposed to provide a bus lane and general traffic lane in both directions. To accommodate this revised arrangement, it is intended to utilise limited land take on both sides of the road. The indicative extents of this land take are included in the appendix of this brochure. No dedicated cycle tracks will be provided on this section of the route. A cycle track is reintroduced in Templeoc Village. To improve cyclist safety, it is proposed to introduce a 30 km/h speed limit between Cypress Grove Road and Templeoc Village. Outside the Ashfield Place development, there will be insufficient space to accommodate a bus lane and a general traffic lane in each direction. At this location, it is proposed to stop the outbound bus lane for a distance of approximately 80 meters and use traffic signals to provide bus priority along this section. At the junction with Templeville Road Junction, general through traffic may divert through Springfield Avenue for inbound to Renew traffic. This junction is intended to be modified to improve cyclist facilities. These improvements will involve some limited land take on the north side of the junction. Between Templeville Road Junction and Fortfield Road, it is proposed to provide one bus lane, one general traffic lane and cycle tracks in both directions. The Fortfield Road Junction is intended to be upgraded to incorporate two can crossings. Between Fortfield Road and Terenu Road West, the Templeoc Road width is heavily constrained. On this section of the route, it is proposed to maintain one outbound bus lane, one outbound general traffic lane and one inbound general traffic lane. It is proposed to remove this bus lane between Rockdown Avenue and Anay Grove and accommodate an outbound cycle track. It is intended to reintroduce the inbound bus lane between Anay Grove and Terenu Road West through the introduction of a bus lane at the junction of Anay Grove. Northbound general traffic on Templeoc Road will not be permitted to access Terenu Road West or Terenu Place. A right turn ban is proposed from Fergus Road to Templeoc Road. A left turn ban is proposed from Anay Grove to Templeoc Road. Some limited land take may be required at this junction to facilitate this configuration. Traffic from Terenu Road West will not be restricted. This junction proposal will be facilitated by directing Terenu bound traffic through the following diversion routes: Bullet R137 Templeoc Road, Bullet R112 Springfield Avenue, Bullet R114 Rothfarnham Road. The proposed scheme ties into the Rothfarnham to City Centre CBC scheme at the Rothfarnham Road Terenu Road West Junction. 2.3 Key Facts, page 13. Bullet approximate number of properties that may be impacted, 40. Bullet approximate number of on-street parking spaces that may be removed, 15. Bullet approximate number of roadside trees that may be removed, 15. Bullet approximate route length, 4 km. Bullet approximate new cycle lane length, 1.2 km. Bullet current bus journey time, up to 32 minutes. Bullet Boost Connects journey time, 10-12 minutes. Bullet future bus journey time without Boost Connects, 45 minutes plus. Challenges and mitigations, section 3, page 14. 3.1 The challenges. It's important to acknowledge that the choices required to deliver this step change in the performance of the bus system will be difficult. However, the decision-making needs to be done now and not postponed until the problem is far greater. Some of the decisions may be hard, but they are being made because we believe that these plans have the potential to fundamentally transform the way public transport works in Dublin. Our challenge now is to respond to the needs of a modern city by providing a fit-for-purpose bus system, built on a streetscape that dates back centuries. Needless to say, the streets were not designed to move the number of people that now need to travel in and out of the city each day. Some of the city's inner suburbs date back to Victorian times, with road layouts suited to more modest levels of traffic than we see today. Bullet, we will need to widen roads. Bullet, we will have to convert current traffic lanes to bus lanes. Bullet, we will need to restrict on-street parking. Bullet, we will need to remove trees or parts of front gardens. Not all the impacts will be felt equally, and some locations will require more changes than others. Over the years, those modifications that were easier to implement, the ones that caused little or no disruption, have been made. This means that there are no longer any simple changes which we can make that would generate meaningful benefits. If we don't decide to make these changes now, then we need to accept that Dublin will become increasingly congested and a less attractive place to live and work, both for us now and for future generations. 3.2 Potential impacts. 3.2.1 Traffic changes. By creating more priority for buses and cycling, there will be changes to how traffic currently moves around the streets. On some corridors, Certain roads may become one way. New bus-only sections will be introduced and in some places general traffic will have to take new routes in and out of the city. Additional cycle routes will be built, generally segregated from vehicular traffic, and pedestrian crossings will be added and moved in some areas. 3.2.2 Land take. Because there is so little unused space along these busy roads, it will often not be possible to accommodate the bus lanes and cycle lanes in the width available. In order to achieve the required space, it will be necessary, in places, to acquire parts of front gardens, driveways and land in front of commercial properties to allow the bus and cycle lanes to be provided. This would require rebuilding new garden walls and driveways a short distance back from the existing road boundary. 3.2.3 Reduction of on-street parking and loading facilities. Because the roads that need widening travel through residential and business areas, there will be a need to reduce the amount of on-street parking and loading facilities to accommodate the new layout. 3.2.4 Removal of trees, page 15. As with the need to remove some parts of front gardens and footpaths, there will be also be a need to remove trees along some of the corridors. 3.2.5 Roadworks and construction sites. Widening roads and building bus and cycle lanes requires construction work. There will be excavation of the existing roads, plus parts of gardens and footpaths where needed. There will be resurfacing, curbing, replanting and landscaping. As with any work site and roadworks, there will be a certain level of noise, dust and temporary traffic diversions. 3.3 How we will address those challenges, page 15. Obviously these challenges and impacts are significant. Every feasible option is being looked at to minimize the disruption to people, their property and the wider local community. Where there is simply no viable alternative, and where we know we have to remove trees, portions of gardens, driveways or parking, we will ensure appropriate mitigation measures are put in place, wherever practicable. As part of this public consultation, potentially impacted property owners will be contacted directly by them and a direct dialogue will commence. As each individual property owner will have specific and personal issues, there will be a dedicated liaison team to engage with this group on an individual basis. There are principles for mitigation, statutory compensation and reparation which will be adhered to by them as part of the statutory planning process. However, below are some of the measures that we envisage will be included. This list is not exhaustive and we anticipate that there will be other measures that will need to be put in place. 3.3.1 Traffic changes. Where general traffic is diverted and rerouted, adequate signage and road markings will be provided for people to find their way. Measures will be implemented to ensure that ratruns do not emerge as a consequence of the rerouted traffic. Also, local access will be maintained where new bus-only sections or one-way systems are brought in for residents and commercial properties. 3.3.2 Land take. Where lands, such as parts of gardens and driveways, are being acquired for widening, we will purchase the portion of front gardens and driveways from property owners, ensure new landscaping and replanting of the gardens, reinstatement of driveways as well as providing compensation for the garden and driveway portion loss and disruption. Where private and public walls or fencing are removed, we will rebuild new garden walls and replace fencing where gardens have been affected and shortened. Also, where public or commercial walls and fencing have been taken, they will be rebuilt and replaced. 3.3.3 On-street parking and loading facilities, page 16. Where there is a loss of on-street parking and loading facilities, we will seek to provide, where feasible, alternative arrangements close by for residents and businesses. 3.3.4 Trees. Where trees are removed from roadsides and footpaths, we will put in place a comprehensive replanting program. This program will use mature or semi-mature ready-grown trees where appropriate and, where it is feasible, plant them as close as possible to the original locations. 3.3.5 Urban Center Improvements. We will look for areas along the busy corridors where it is possible to improve the existing local spaces and the existing landscaping. It is important to use this opportunity to not only replace what is removed but to enhance the local areas. To do so, we will consult with the local authorities on such urban center improvements and collectively seek to create attractive local environments. 3.3.6 Roadworks and construction sites. During the construction stages, the construction sites will be localized and managed on a road-by-road basis. The size of each work site and the hours of working will have to take into consideration the residential nature of many of the roads. Traffic management will be very important to keep the traffic moving and ensuring local access for people and deliveries is always maintained. The process for the acquisition of land, section 4, page 18. Where the potential for impacts on private lands have been identified, the following process applies. Q4 2018, Q2 2019. Will issue information letters, not formal compulsory purchase order CBO notifications, to potentially impacted landowners and/or occupiers along each core bus corridor. Potentially impacted includes, for example, the acquisition of parts of front gardens, walls, fences, gates, driveways, and the rebuilding of same to make way for street widening. The intention of this is to start a direct dialogue between TA and the potentially impacted parties. During 2019, to prepare the statutory planning documentation, the project design and environmental impact assessment will be progressed. During this time, TA will endeavor to minimize impacts on private lands. Direct dialogue between TA and potentially impacted parties will continue to understand the likely impact of the proposed development and what arrangements can be made to minimize and, where possible, avoid those impacts. End of 2019, start of 2020, TA will finalize the statutory planning documentation and will serve formal notice on the actual impacted owners of land proposed to be compulsorily purchased for the project. It will make a formal application to and board Plianala for confirmation to compulsorily purchase necessary lands for purposes of constructing upgraded bus lanes and bike lanes. During 2020, and board Plianala will consider the planning application. There will be a period of statutory public consultation to allow those notified as being subject to CBO and the public at large to make submissions and or objections to and board Plianala. This will be followed by an oral hearing by and board Plianala if deemed necessary. The statutory process will conclude with a decision by and board Plianala on whether to 1. Approve the application, approve with conditions, or refuse the application, and 2. Confirm, amend, or reject the CBO. From 2021 onwards, if and board Plianala grants approval, TA will commence valuations and negotiations to acquire the lands in the CBO and progress construction of the project. The construction of each core bus corridor will take up to 2 years to complete. The construction start dates for each of the 16 corridors will be managed over the period 2021 through 2027. 4.1 How the project will progress, how and when to get involved, page 20. Graphic of timelines between engagement during 2018 and 2019, as well as statutory process in 2020. In 2018, there was confirmation of emerging preferred route, bullet consultation on emerging preferred route Q4 2018-Q2 2019. Bullet finalization of emerging preferred route Q2 2019. In 2019, there will be preparation of statutory application, bullet optimes engineering design. Bullet prepare environmental impact assessment report. Bullet define property requirements and prepare CBO. In 2020, statutory process will be bullet submission of statutory planning application to and board Plianala. Bullet statutory consultation in accordance with the legislative requirements. Bullet and board Plianala deliberators, including an oral hearing where required. Bullet and board Plianala to approve the application, approve with conditions, or refuse the application and confirm, amend or reject the CBO. 4.1 How the project will progress, how and when to get involved, continued, page 21. In 2021 to 2027, acquisition overview, construction commences on a phased basis. Each corridor upgrade will take up to 2 years to complete. Start of property acquisition and construction. Bullet TA formally requests a compensators claim from the CBO affected parties and discussions commence about valuation. Bullet affected party appoints profession value to prepare and submit a compensation claim to TA. Bullet on reaching agreement, compensation is paid, otherwise the matter may be referred by either party to the property arbitrator to assess compensation. Bullet acquisition is finalized. Bullet in parallel TA will progress the construction of the core bus corridors. How to take part in the public consultation, section 5, page 22. Please remember that the plans that we are publishing are proposals and that no final decision has been made on these matters in advance of the public consultation. We welcome all of your views. Where you do not like a proposal, please consider suggesting an alternative solution or other option for consideration. But do bear in mind that bus transport is, and will continue to be, the main form of public transport for most areas of the Dublin region, and an alternative of providing an underground rail system is simply not a viable option for most parts of Dublin. 5.1 Potential impacted lands. If your property is potentially impacted by the proposals, a letter will have been hand-delivered to the property and details of how to engage with them are detailed in that letter. A dedicated property liaison representative will be available to meet with individual property owners and provide regular updates on the project. 5.2 General queries. The project website www.busconnects.ie has a dedicated section for the core bus corridor project. Users can access the site to find out more about the project and download copies of the key studies that have been carried out. General queries can be directed to a dedicated free phone 1-800-303-653 or by email to cbcboostconnects.ie. 5.3 How to engage. We are inviting submissions in relation to the proposals set out in this public consultation document. Written submissions and observations may be made by online, through the online form in the public consultation section of the Core Bus Corridor page on our website, www.boostconnects.ie, or by email to cbcboostconnects.ie, or by post to Core Bus Corridor Project, National Transport Authority, Dunsay in Harcourt Lane, Dublin 2D02WT20. Appendices Index and Route Map, Section 6, page 24. Tall at a Terenure, page 25. Note 1, the emerging preferred route shown on the following drawings is indicative only and is subject to change following consultation and as part of the design development process. Note 2, the following are descriptions of maps by Ordnance Survey Ireland, Government of Ireland. All rights reserved. License number 00082118, National Transport Authority. Index map of Tallaght to Terenure, including nodes from Nicklin, Ballerone, Templeogue, Rothfarnham, Peristone and Kimmage. Map 1, emerging preferred route, page 26. Map of Tallaght to Terenure. The proposed scheme will tie into the existing R137 road layout at the M60 junction. Map 2, emerging preferred route, page 27. On the R137 road at the Spowell Leisure Centre, a bus-only signal will be added. Map 3, emerging preferred route, page 28. On the R137 Templeogue Road, near Osmond Park, the speed limit changes from 60 km/h to 50 km/h, and a bus-only signal is placed at the roundabout at the Spowell exit. Map 4, emerging preferred route, page 29. On the R137 Templeogue Road, between Cheverstone, Templeogue Wood and Corriebeg, the route proceeds along the R137. Map 5, emerging preferred route, page 30. On the R137 Templeogue Road, at the junction of Cypress Grove Road and Old Bridge Road, directional information signs to be provided on approaches to the junction indicating Cypress Grove Road to be utilized for city center inbound traffic. From Old Bridge Road, the existing right turn ban for general traffic is retained with a no right turn RAS 012 except buses sign. Speed limit changes from 50 km/h to 30 km/h. Indication of proposed new boundary at Ashfield Place site area under construction. Map 6, emerging preferred route, page 31. On the R137 Templeogue Road, at the Templeville Road and Springfield Avenue junction, directional informational signage to be provided on approaches to the junction, indicating Springfield Avenue for inbound Terenure traffic. Local access only except buses and cyclists at R137 junction exit. Indication of proposed new boundary on R137 at Templeogue Village, Templeogue Tennis Club and Junction exit. Speed limit changes from 30 km/h to 50 km/h before the junction. Map 7, emerging preferred route, page 32. On the R137 Templeogue Road, at the Fortfield Road and Bushy Park House Junction, crossings upgraded to toucans. Bus stop 1159 removed at Terenure College. At Bushy Park House, exact location of footpath may change subject to topographical survey information. Map 8, emerging preferred route, page 33. On the R137 Templeogue Road, at Rockdown Avenue, crossing upgrades to toucan. Beside Bushy Park, opposite Terenure College, two-way cycleway and footpath through Bushy Park on existing paths subject to topographical survey. Proposed cycle feeder route along Rockdown Drive. Map 9, emerging preferred route, page 34. On the R137 Templeogue Road, at Rockdown Drive and Lake Ellen's Park, speed limit changes from 50 km/h to 30 km/h. Cyclists share carriageway with vehicular traffic on Rockdown Drive cycleway and footpath. Pedestrian cycle link only, proposed feeder cycle route and proposed toucan crossing at Rockdown Crescent. Bus stop 1181 relocated. No right turn RAS 012 sign at Rockdown Park Road from R137. Map 10, emerging preferred route, page 35. On the R137 Templeogue Road to Terenure Place, bus stop 1162 removed opposite Rockdown Park. Bus only signal, no left turn RAS 013 and no straight ahead RAS 011 except buses signs at Anay Grove. No right turn RAS 012 sign from Fergus Road. Speed limit changes from 50 km per hour to 30 km per hour on Terenure Road, Western Beach Lawnway. No right turn RAS 012 except buses Monday to Saturday, 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock and 1800 hours to 1900 hours. Sign as proposed Roth Farnham to City Centre Core Bus Corridor Scheme on Terenure Place. Indication of proposed new boundary after Anay Grove and on Roth Farnham Road. Adara's Nye's Yintalampere National Transport Authority Dunsane Harcourt Lane Dublin 2D02WT20. www.boostconnects.ie. Project Ireland 2040 Building Ireland's Future.